So today I was driving, and do you ever put your phone on shuffle and then all of a sudden like a Christmas song comes on?
Oh yeah.
And there's like a split 2 seconds where you're like, I can't. Well, today I didn't just let it play. I went to the album.
No.
Yes. I listened to Justin Bieber's entire Christmas album. I committed hard.
Oh my God. I feel like I never want to listen to it because I'm always like, no, I have to save that for, that's only a November, December thing.
Nope. The Christmas spirit is alive and well. Hashtag no regrets, no regrets.
Hello, guys, and welcome back to the podcast. It's Ashley.
And Taryn.
And
look at us saying our own names.
Doing our thing. We would have, you know, we like introduce each other sometimes. We introduce ourselves sometimes. We just try to like mix it up for you guys.
We don't really plan it, so... Really, when we start talking, I'm like, I'm not quite sure what's going to come out of my mouth, which is such a dangerous thing.
I wonder if they like that. They're probably like, they could like
no,
a little more structure.
I feel like one of my friends, my homie Rachel.
Rachel.
She was telling me she listened to our first episodes and she was like, it literally feels like I'm just sitting in the room with you guys just talking.
Oh my God, I love
that. And she loved
that.
And I was like, that's perfect because that was kind of our goal.
Yeah, because I don't want it to feel scripted. Like, no. I have like my like bullet point notes.
Yes.
But that's more for like the stories, not for this kind of stuff. Like, I feel like in general, I feel like that you guys know now. We kind of just talk in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then we get to all the detail stuff.
The details.
All the detail. How was your
by
week?
By the way, oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You go first.
Okay.
Should we rock, paper, scissors?
Say,
I'm just kidding.
I was going to say, my story gets kind of deep today.
Oh,
I have
I'm
a
so
deeper
excited.
Story. Yeah.
Okay. That makes me excited because I like.
Is yours funny?
Mine's more serious.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
How
look
did
at
we,
us.
We didn't plan that, guys.
We're cute.
It's like we're on the same page.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like we're on the same page.
Totally.
If you guys don't know or haven't listened to our previous episodes, Taryn and I both show up with a letter from you guys asking us opinions and advice.
Mm-hmm.
But neither of us have read each other's letter.
No.
So I get to hear about hers for the first time. She gets to hear about mine for the first time. And yeah, it's super fun. But before we get into that.
Yeah.
How was your week, Taryn?
My week was great. It's funny. Since we've started this, I've noticed because, you know, we're like the cutest best friends that lived.
I mean.
So things will happen. I'll go to text you and I'm like, no, girl, save it for the podcast.
I love that.
I know. I have like a notes thing that I'm like, you know.
That's
saving.
So funny. I feel like I did the same thing this weekend. First of all, let me just tell you about this weekend. I went on a health retreat.
That's horrible.
It wasn't just a health retreat. It was like a fitness and wellness health retreat. And in my mind, guys, I thought it was going to be like, you know, a light hike,
meditation.
Some meditation, some yoga, some spa time, a massage, some downtime for like interpersonal thinking, you know, like dwelling on your thoughts and stuff like that. I hiked 40 miles this weekend. I'm not
absolutely
lying.
Not.
My everything hurts.
No.
And I am so sore. And I brought a friend because I needed to bring a plus to this thing. And
I'm glad that
like,
you didn't invite me. Thank you.
I thought she was going to leave and just never come back. They pushed us so hard.
Ugh.
We woke up every day at 5:30.
Ew.
We did a 10-plus-mile hike.
Ew.
They fed us really healthy food, which was good, except
ew.
It was extremely proportioned. So they were very small, and I was left hungry. But the food was excellent, actually. Then we did, get this, after the 10-plus-mile hike, a circuit class.
No.
45 minutes. An ab class.
Nope.
45 minutes.
I don't have those, so.
A yoga class, which was actually very calming and relaxing and restorative.
Okay.
And then we had a 45-minute massage, which was not the most peaceful because they literally grabbed your muscles and just stretched them because you had another 10-plus-mile hike the next day.
No.
I died.
No.
I don't know why I'm telling everyone this. Why am I telling everyone this?
I don't know, but do you know what I do sometimes when I get a massage? One time I said I was a baby. And the girl thought I said I had a baby, and it was the best massage of my life. So I'm not even joking. Sometimes I'll go in and I'll be like, oh, please be gentle, and I'll hold my stomach like I have a baby.
I've never heard of
tricks,
that ever.
Tricks, massage tricks.
If you ever wanted a nice, extra relaxing massage.
Tell them you're pregnant.
Tell them you're pregnant. Guys, can't help you out there, but I mean.
Anyways.
I mean.
Yeah.
What'd you
oh,
do
you
this
were
weekend?
Well. So I kind of told you, but I successfully slid into the DMs.
Girl.
I know.
I'm so proud of you.
I know.
You have to have quite the like outgoing, confident demeanor to like slide in well. And like stick around.
No, what the trick is? And I feel like I bring this up because I feel like I have some knowledge because, as you know, I slide into DMs all the time.
Oh, she does.
Mostly famous people.
It's actually like a part-time hobby of hers.
Yes.
And I'm sure it happens multiple times a week. I just hear about the good ones.
Well, they never respond.
Well, I mean, sometimes they do, obviously. Yeah.
The key is, and okay, if DM boy is listening... I'm not a psycho at all, but like I am very, I feel like I master things fast.
Oh yeah.
I'm intuitive. So like I can figure something out fast.
Yeah.
What I've found out is you have to like, you got to think about the first few words of your sentence very carefully.
Oh, definitely.
Because that's all that shows.
Yeah.
They've so, like, got nothing to go off. If you're scrolling through and it just says, hi, I love you. They're going to be like, ah, fangirl.
Or the worst, every guy out there, hey.
I hate hey, period.
Not even punctuation. Like, ew. Nothing. Just, hey.
What am I supposed to do with that?
Am I supposed to carry the rest of this conversation on? No. Like, you DM'd me, so what does that mean? No. Hate it. Don't do that.
No. No, you have to be like, hey. Or no. No, you have to be like, I think you're super fly, and I like your face. Thanks for blessing my feet. You know what I mean? Like, but you have to.
I would respond to that.
You have to, like, hit them so that they're like, oh, she's interesting.
Yeah, I feel like. Anyone out there trying to go that route needs to make it very clear that they're into that person. Yeah. But not like creepily, like, you know, like, what?
But like, that's where society is going. It's that all electronic.
Everything.
And so I think.
I just want to say this goes so well with my story today.
Oh, see? We're so. Ashley, they can't see you. She's raising the roof.
That was more for you. Oh, I did a raise the roof thing, and I thought it was cute, but apparently we got to call it out.
No, it was super cute. I think that, like, you have to, like, reach out in those forms. And I think part of the reason I'm brave in that form is because I can ride it in a safe distance in my sweatpants. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't have to actually look at you because that's when, like, weird stuff comes out.
Well, I'm currently talking to someone who slid in my DMs. And he stuck around.
We love him. Oh, no. Sorry. Oh, my God. I love him. Not real love.
That
like,
got
I
weird.
Approve.
That got weird.
She's not there yet. I am so sorry.
He's cute. And he slid in successfully. And I think it was very much like about him being very intentional.
Yeah.
With
and good
me.
Conversation.
And not being creepy.
Yes.
And not starting with a hey.
Yes.
Like, that's weird.
Because I'll get bored fast. Like,
oh,
if,
so
if
fast.
You can't. Keep up with like my humor and we're talking back and forth and you sound like smart and then I'm like over it.
Also, if everything's online and everything's like through social media or something like that, I feel like you have to be very active with everything that that person does.
Totally.
So for example, if I'm interested in Taryn, then I not only do I DM her, but I should like her photos. I should comment on her photos.
Yeah.
Like I need to be actively like active on her profile.
Yeah. And like
you know?
Responding and showing like, oh my gosh, saw you did this today, blah, blah,
yeah.
blah.
Yeah, or just like
and
if they post
respond.
A cute picture, like be like, ooh, it could be like a cute emoji. It doesn't have to be like
that's
too in-depth,
yeah,
but just
yeah.
like showing that you see them.
Yeah, and I hate the like LMAO. I'm like, what? Really?
What is that?
First of all, that's not even an accurate, you can't do that. You can't
first
physically
of all, that's
do
physically
that.
Physically possible.
And how old are you? Like,
yeah.
don't talk to me like that.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Especially, I feel like the older we get, the more we're like, lol?
Yeah.
What?
Lol? Your sister.
Lol?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Anywho, since that leads into yours, you want
to
go first?
I would love to go first.
Okay.
Oh, recently, let me just tell you this. This came out of nowhere. I got a notification from my phone saying that my face recognition is disabled because of a malfunction.
What?
And I just want to say, one, I've never heard of anything like that. Two, does that mean like I'm like really ugly because it's not working and
girl,
I broke my
beautiful.
Phone? And it's a fun joke, but it's a real thought. And then also, I didn't realize how much I depended
on
face recognition now.
That's
because
true.
Not only does it open your phone, but it's passwords now.
I know my bank.
For so many apps, it's now facial recognition. And I had to like go into my notes to find my passwords because I forgot what they were.
No, I don't like
that's
that.
Just a little tangent, but what the heck? I'm kind of
big
freaking
brother,
out. I need to go get anyways. So our first letter is from Lexi and she has an online dating question. Yes.
Hit us with it.
Which if you guys watch my vlogs, then you know Taryn and I recently got on Hinge.
It's the worst.
And I ducked out real fast because I wasn't a fan. Taryn stuck around.
Purely for entertainment purposes.
And
purposes?
Yeah. So we have been there and we know what you're talking about.
I actually have a Hinge idea for an episode, but I'm not going to say it now.
Oh my God. It's going to be great. Excited. We're going to to be continued on that one. But this is from Lexi and she says, "Dear Ashley and Taryn, what's the next step? So I really like this guy. We connected on Hinge a couple of weeks ago, and I found out that he isn't coming back to California for 2 months because he's on a long-term business trip."
Why are you on it then?
That's terrible timing. Second of all, dude, get off Hinge until you come back. Like,
don't tease us. That sucks.
Because then the girl, like, if he's interested in her and he starts up a conversation, then she's clearly going to be, like, interested back. Or if she's interested back, I should say, then she has to wait.
Well, and here's the thing. She hasn't even seen him in person, so she doesn't know if she likes him. And then she's got to wait this whole time. And then what if she sees him and it's like, ugh.
Or for 2 months, they're talking for a long time. She's kind of like into it. And then they meet in person. She's like, oh, shoot.
And he's freaking 4'3".
That would be worst case scenario. So that just sucks. That's poor timing. She says, "I'm a curious person, so there's so much I want to know about him. However, he isn't the best communicator."
I don't
really.
It's such a cop out.
Any guy, I feel like. Sorry, I'm gonna go on a tangent. Every single guy, is the worst communicator, and they want to tell you that right off the bat. And I'm always like it's valid. Why?
Yeah, no. If you're interested,
you'll be talking to me. And okay, preach. Well, we'll come back to that.
Did you hear my laugh?
She said she's curious about him, but he isn't a great communicator via text, and we haven't had a FaceTime yet.
Ooh, so she doesn't even know. She hasn't verified his ID.
She hasn't even confirmed if this is the guy in the pictures or not. First of all, dating online 101. The second you start talking, it doesn't have to be a long conversation, but you need to FaceTime with the person to make sure that it's that person and you're not being catfished.
Or you know what you can do?
What?
You can say, this is what I've done before. Send me a picture of yourself with a banana drawn on your hand. Like super specific.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
And if it's not sent to you within the next 10 minutes
you got
or so,
like 5 minutes,
then
bro.
You should be like, yeah, that's actually a good one. I like that. Cause sometimes I guess FaceTime could kind of like create like you're stuck in that conversation if you're new.
Yeah. If you're still not really like building talking. Up. Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. So there's the banana thing you can do.
That's weird.
Or you can FaceTime. She says, "I want this relationship to progress without being too pushy, but I also want to spark a conversation to dive deeper. Mm-hmm. What should I do?"
Ooh. Okay.
That is tough. I personally feel that if they spark something up and they're dating or not dating and they're talking and they have 2 months to kind of talk and get to know each other, I would talk and get to know him, especially if I'm interested in him, but I would not stop dating around.
I was just going to say that.
Because there's one, no commitment has been made yet.
Yeah.
Two, you haven't met the guy. So there's really like no promises at all. And I think you should let yourself like continue doing what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Keep talking to him on the side and not in a bad way. But like if he sparks an interest and you start really liking him, then focus on him.
Yeah.
But like don't focus on him right away. And I think you can get to know him over 2 months and maybe you'll get to know him a lot.
Yeah.
Like maybe FaceTiming becomes more often. Yeah. Maybe phone calls become more often.
And when you start when you start a relationship solely on communication, like that's a pretty like strong foundation. You know what I mean?
Because I feel like people give online dating a lot of crap still.
Yeah.
But if he's intentional about you and you're intentional about him.
But he's not being intentional. That's my problem.
Well, that's why I think she shouldn't fully like put everything, all her priorities into him. But if they start like prioritizing each other, then I feel like you could learn a lot about each other. Just communicating every single day, you know?
Totally.
But that's tough because 2 months is a long time.
Yeah. And it's hard to keep yourself in check when it comes to that because when things are new, you're excited.
Yeah.
But like to constantly, like you have to constantly be like, you know, if you start to feel yourself like you're checking your phone every 5 minutes or you're seeing if he responded and then you're getting upset, like that's how you start to see that you are like emotionally yeah. connected.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's the time where you have to kind of step back and reflect and be like, remember, like what I try to do is tell myself, like, realistically, like describe your situation from an outside mm-hmm. perspective.
Yeah, that's what
you have
to do.
You've never met this guy.
Yeah.
You don't know anything about him. Mm-mm. He's not coming back for a long time. Uh-huh. So like act as if it is this situation.
Yeah.
You know? That's hard, though.
That's really hard. And I feel like the thing is with online dating is I personally, when I would swipe through the few times that I did, I just always assumed that to this guy's defense is what I'm trying to say. I always assumed that they were like kind of terrible people.
Really?
I don't know why. And that's something I needed to like get out of my head because yeah. I'd be like, oh, well, maybe he's a great guy. But I would kind of go off of the pictures. And why is it that there's so many douchey pictures?
Oh, my God.
It's the worst.
I do not want to see you holding a fish full of blood.
Or eight pictures of you shirtless.
Or the,
come
or
on.
The selfie angle that's literally from the chin. And yeah. you're like, well, I'm glad that I can see it inside your nose.
Or I love the one where the guy's profile picture is of him and a girl.
Oh my
God. I don't
gosh.
Care if it's your sister. No
it
one knows
matter.
That
no
for
one knows
sure.
That.
Get rid of the girl. Yes. She should not be in
See,
your photos.
Can we please have a Hinge episode?
We should have an Hinge. Yeah, I agree. Actually, yes. Let's just do that.
Okay.
We haven't really discussed this in depth, but what do you guys feel about topics? Let us know
yeah.
if you want us to let you know about like
oh, totally.
A big topic where you guys can like submit stories for that and we'll give you time to like do that. Do you like
yeah,
that?
I like that. I think it could be cool.
And we could do an online dating one. That'll be hilarious.
That's one of the things I love about what we do on this podcast is because there's something so powerful about hearing like other people have been through similar situations.
Yes. It's so validating.
We're just connect. All we're doing is giving a platform to connect people and be like, I'm not the only one. And like to hear other people's situations and how they handled it.
Yes.
Versa, you know?
That's fantastic.
We're basically making the world a better place.
We are one episode and one story at a time.
Yes.
Lexi, thank you so much for sending in
Thanks,
your story.
Lex.
Hopefully that helps. And let's go ahead and do a break and then get into your story.
Yes.
Which I'm excited for. You said it's serious.
This girl needs us.
Ooh, girl.
She needs
we're
us.
We're here. We're
okay.
ready.
All right.
Okay, break.
Break.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hello, everyone. It's Taryn.
And Ashley.
From Unsolicited Advice. And if you want to listen to our show without ads, you can now.
Just go to unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too. That's unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com. Hey guys, we just wanted to take a second to just say thank you for being a part of our little unsolicited advice family.
We love you guys so much, and it would mean so much to us if you would rate, review, subscribe, and share our podcast. Spread the word. Spread the love.
Yes.
Give advice to everyone. Advice for you. Advice for your mom. Advice
change
for your
world.
Friends. Change the world. Help us get the word out there. And yeah, that would mean so much to us. And back to the show. Hello, we are back from our break, and Taryn is going to pick us up with her story that I don't know anything about.
Yes.
And she's going to tell me, and I'm going to respond to it.
It's about a topic.
Okay.
I'm not going to say the topic because it'll kind of ruin the flow of the story, but this is something I feel like everyone's had some type of contact with, and it's something that I view, it's really serious.
Okay. Can I just say real quick? I love when you tell your story because I get to just like sit back and relax.
I know. This is a
like
long
I'm done
one too.
And I get to just like enjoy. It's like a movie.
But
you know?
I want like jump in.
Oh, I will.
Okay.
I will. But okay. I just don't have to like, you know.
Fully.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Do your thing, girl.
Okay. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Dear Ashley and Taryn, so I didn't have the best luck with guys. I was in a 2-year relationship.
Same. Sorry.
She's same. Like, oh, you said jump in? I'm going to jump in.
Sorry, I mean, serious face.
Same too.
I'm pulling it back.
I feel like we like bonded on that really early in our really friendship. Early,
like day one. Continue.
Okay. I was in a 2-year relationship and was cheated on by my boyfriend with my best friend.
That's rule. Like
worst
rule number
case.
One. You can't do that.
No,
oh my
you
God.
Can't even
oh
date your God. Friend's boyfriend like years later.
You can't even. There's so many things you can't do.
Yeah,
like, that's
when
like,
they're with him.
Oh my God.
How many guys are there? In the world, I should have looked it
what's
up.
What's the thing? There's so many
statistic
other fish out there.
Fail. It's true. So true. Okay. So you can imagine why there are certain trust issues.
Oh, for sure. Obby. So many.
Yeah. Also, I'm picky. Why is that a bad thing?
That's
first
not,
of all, can I just
not,
say?
The people need to be more picky,
well,
if anything.
I think there's a difference from shallow and standards.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I know where I'm shallow. I'm mm-hmm. like a height.
Yeah.
It's so bad. I'll see a guy who's tall and I'm like, dang, he cute. And then he'll turn around and I'm like, but he's tall. He's cute. But so there are times where I am aware of that. But I think where girls get confused is they look at looks and then they forget to look at the inside. And home girl, like it does not, and guy, like this goes for guys too, because guys fall in the same trap
oh,
where
100%.
They date these like models that have these rocking bodies. But
they
like,
got no personality
right?
like us.
Basically, we're just selling ourselves. We cute and we funny.
Okay.
But yeah, I think there's a difference and I think people need to start. Are you okay? You're still laughing so hard.
Mark's laughing and I'm happy. I just
Mark's
wanted to
laughing?
Say that. Yes.
Yes.
Continue. I'm
we
sorry.
Got him.
Side
okay.
note.
Okay. Fast forward 7 years. Haven't had a boyfriend. Haven't kissed a guy. It's been a dry 7 years. And see,
seven
that's
years.
So sad because when you like, when a guy ruins you, like it can last a long time.
Yeah. Well, that's how
like,
you got to be
poor
careful.
Girl.
Yeah.
I know. It's been a dry 7 years. Don't get me wrong. I would have loved to have a boyfriend. But again, being picky and going through that situation, my guard is up.
Oh,
all caps.
For sure. Yeah. Hi.
My heart is guarded. Anyway, speed up to the present 7 years later, and I'm at work, not looking for a relationship, not seeking anything out, and I get a message from a guy I've seen around work. Never really talked to him, didn't really know him, but there it was, a message in my inbox.
Ooh,
so why not, right? No
drama.
Harm.
Yeah.
No harm. She's being open. I'm proud of her. We get to talking and begin to form this friendship. He's asking questions and I'm sitting there thinking, hey, this guy is interested. One day he very smoothly puts it out there that he is interested in me.
Of course he is.
Yes. And she says, I'm a sucker for those one-liners. Maybe that's my problem.
Well,
which
me too.
It's not. I love cheesiness.
Me too. I
love it.
I personally, I love it. It's actually one of my favorite things. So
yes.
Bring on all the cheese.
All the cheese in the world. I wasn't thinking this guy was the one, and selfishly, I have to admit the attention felt good, obviously. There was an age gap.
Oh,
I
shoot.
Was about 5 years older. She's a fellow cougar.
Oh, my God, Taryn, you're people.
I've just been made aware that I'm a cougar.
She's I feel like you've been aware. You just didn't. You were in denial and you didn't want to face it.
No, you want to. Okay.
There's been a consistency age range of the guys that you date.
It's not on purpose, though.
I know it's not. One, it's just an attraction.
I am terrible at telling how old people are. Like, I will legit think, oh, this guy's my age. And then I look at his hand in a club.
Tall guys.
Well, yeah. If they're tall.
They can usually assume that they're a little, you know, which is shouldn't be, but.
Totally. Yeah. Also, I had traffic school and I handed the guy my license and he didn't look at me. He just looked at my license and he was like, oh, you're going to be a cougar. This was when I was like 18 and I was like,
What does that mean?
So he prophesied against me and it's his
really
fault.
Did.
Anyways, girl, no shame in liking younger guys.
There's no shame. They're your match. You just have to see if they can, you know, keep up with you.
Like, I've had guys my age that I would rather date like a 25-year-old then.
Yeah, well, that's very true. Yeah. But you just got to be careful. Continue.
Totally. Okay. I was about 5 years older, and we were in very different places in life.
That's a problem. That's the problem. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those moments in the back of your head you think, probably not the wisest decision.
Yeah.
See,
in the far, far back of your head.
The more you read the story, the more you hear where she's noticing it, but she's...
She's picking up on it.
Yeah.
But
she's
denial.
Making excuses.
Yep.
But he was interested, and I decided to give it a chance. So here I am, reciprocating interest. One thing leads to another, and now we are in this fling type... Another thing, mm-hmm. fling type, hookup type relationship. Let me take a second to say that I fully admit I creep hard. If you want to know information about some person, I will find out everything there is
to
know.
I love you. That is amazing. Yes. And honestly, you kind of have to sometimes.
You have to.
Sometimes. You have to. Sometimes you just got to figure things out.
You ready for the biggest red flag?
Okay.
She says, but with this guy, I only creeped a little.
Because she didn't want to know.
She knew.
She didn't want to know.
She knew. Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. That's where the music would come in.
Oh, for sure.
This was my biggest warning sign for her. And if you're listening, this is where I think in every situation, you need to go backwards, right? Mm. And see, like, where are the things? And you've already started to see those. But this is, like, the biggest one for me. Because if someone has you going fully against your natural intuition, your natural how you would act.
It's a bad sign.
That's a big sign of why is this person making me feel different? Mm-hmm. And why is this person making me not want to look into their life? Because as girls, we want to know everything, right?
Yeah.
So this was my biggest where I was like, oh, here it comes.
Yeah.
He had older pictures with a girl, but everything about him said single. And he was interested in me, so there's no way he could have another girl. It's not like he was avoiding hanging out or making excuses. Everything seemed normal. And as a girl, when you mix physical and emotional, now I had my heart involved. I was invested. About 5 months
later, 5 months?
Now you're in a relationship.
Oh, it's not a fling anymore.
That's a long time.
That's a lot of dedicated time. Out of 5 months of your life.
Yes. So 5 months later, someone asks him about his girlfriend in front of me.
About the other girl?
I'm assuming it's a casual, like, hey, what'd you and your girlfriend do?
Yeah.
He smoothly answers and avoids really saying anything. But now he has me questioning, and part of me still didn't want to ask.
Why?
Because she knew. She knows it's over now. Then, you know. I wanted to hope that some guy wouldn't pursue me if he had someone else. And the selfish part of me didn't want to ask because I didn't want it to end if it was true. But at one point, I asked.
Good.
And it turns out this guy had a girlfriend of 3 years.
She's the other woman.
She's fully the other woman.
Oh, my God.
And she, this is so sad.
Oh,
she says,
honey.
And trust issues times 100. Wham, bam. Thank you, ma'am. Not.
Oh, my God.
I love her. I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at
her. We loved how you said that.
No, I want to hug you because.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
There is something. I've been in a situation where I've been an accidental other girl. And, you know, I think like society, I mean, think of like Jordan Woods and like all that stuff that happens.
Shoot.
As society, like, well, that's a little different because she had a relationship.
Excessive.
Yeah, that's a little different.
You get the point.
We're going to contract that. or retry. Anyways.
contract.
I'm going to have a contraction. Okay. So, anyways, when you don't know you're the other girl and you find out, you are automatically seen as this like home wrecker.
Yeah.
When in reality, you didn't go in doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
Like you just thought
this
guy was cute.
Yeah.
But what ends up happening is at the end of it, you're the one who gets dropped and looked at like trash and discarded and like, shamed and whatever, while the guy usually ends up going on and fixing his relationship. So you go into this innocently, but you're the one who is like...
You're the bad one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's horrible. And that's why this one like broke my heart, because she's been cheated on.
Dang.
Now she's seen the other side. And that's another thing. When you're the other girl, you see how easy it is for someone to cheat.
Yes. Fully.
And your trust issues, you might as well have been cheated on by 100 people.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, honey.
So she ends saying, so question, this happened to me twice. I hear more and more about cheating with relationships, even in marriage. What happens when the next guy comes along? How in the world do you trust a guy or get rid of those trust issues that are deeply embedded into your view of relationships?
Deep
I just
breaths.
Need to breathe.
Yeah. First of all, I'm so sorry that happened
to you. I am so sorry.
I think the thing with this and how to avoid stuff like this, I think that, and I'm just going to go on like a women tangent here. I think women have excellent like gut feelings.
Yeah.
And I think it's something ingrained in us. I think
totally.
Has something to do with like bearing children and like being in tune with your children. And I honestly don't know.
Fully.
I'm not trying to be scientific. This is just what I think and what I've heard so many women talk about how a scary situation happened and they knew it in their gut and they knew it like beyond, they had no proof, but they knew.
Yeah.
And I think for women specifically, whenever you go into something like that, and listening to your story, you clearly had like 3 red flags go up. You can never doubt those.
Yeah.
And even if you feel like you're crazy or you're making a big deal out of nothing, I don't think it's a big deal. And I think it's worth making a big deal out of something small and being a little bit embarrassed and saying, oh, I'm so sorry instead of like putting it aside and regretting it 5 months later,
you know?
I just think we need to give ourselves a little more credit and not feel like we're being a burden or being annoying when we ask very important questions.
Yes. Also, talk about it with your friends.
Yeah.
That's a huge mistake, is you're nervous about it, so you don't want to talk, because you know once your best friend doesn't like the guy, it's hard to come back from that.
I can attest with that to that with you, because I've dated in the past where I knew in my heart, in my head, it's a bad situation, I probably should get out of it.
Yeah.
And the fact that I wasn't talking about it with Taryn or my sister.
Yeah.
Should have been a sign to me that it is a
totally.
Bad situation and you should get out of it, because if I don't know what it is about me, and I'm sure I know other girls are like me too, but the second you get those feelings involved, you want to protect them.
Yeah, I feel it. Yeah.
And you want people to view them the way you feel about them, but like your feelings are flawed because you're
fully
emotionally involved.
Yeah.
Like it's not a clear picture. So you have to have your friends or us.
Oh, yeah. Us.
Who are here for you.
We are. No, I legit, I'm like connected to everyone's stories
that I
read.
I just want to like go to coffee with these girls. Yeah.
And boys. Boys
and boys. All
stuff
of them. Everyone.
Too,
everyone. We love you all. You just got to find people to talk to. And the second you start talking about it out loud, usually is when you hear the problem, because you have never voiced it before.
Yeah. So I wanted to give some advice for her.
Yeah.
So I researched some stuff. One of the statistics I read, it just terrified me.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if this is helping or hurting.
I'm not ready.
But it says, if you're curious if someone is going to cheat on you, start by researching what went wrong in their past relationships. It is estimated that if someone cheated before, there is, and I don't even know how this is possible, because I thought 100% is the most.
Yeah.
There is a 350% chance that they will cheat again. Yeah. So
for those of you, I mean, my mouth is on the floor.
Yeah. So in the same study that states that cheaters will cheat again, they found that those who have been cheated on most likely will be cheated on again, because they repeat the same cycles.
So we need to get out of the circle.
Yes. So I found, I looked on it. It's actually through InStyle, which is like not your most scientific thing, but I loved the way, I read a few things and I love the way they put this. So
and
they
advice
just,
is advice. Like,
yeah. They had a good list. So one, take a dating hiatus. Take time, get a detox, like get rid of like those things that you're feeling. 2, take things slow. Take your time to get to know your new partners. It requires emotional discipline, so that's self-explanatory.
Mm-hmm.
3, evaluate over time. The only way to build trust is to observe behavior over time. So again, it's that, like even when we were talking about with Lexi, like slowly evaluating, not just like throwing yourself in. Look for someone who shows up and keeps their word, things like that. Four, hone your picking skills. This is a good time to look at what red flags you might have missed and improve your selection process. I think that's the most important one. Like, you have to end the cycle. So important,
because I feel like we all tend to date the same type of people. Yes. And if you are continuously getting cheated on, maybe we should try another type of person. I'm not saying that all people in that like type are cheaters. I'm just saying, like, clearly something's going on and you need to try something different, you know?
Which leads to this one. Examine what made the relationship vulnerable. And I love how they put this. It is never the victim's fault when a person has an affair. But I think it is good to take the situation and just see what are things that led to it. So you can learn from it. Oh, and again, never okay. Like, there's never a scenario where it's okay.
No.
And then create a connection. When you do meet someone who you think is long-term potential, nurture that connection. Yeah. And it says, I loved this, connection is the greatest vaccination against infidelity.
Oh my
God. So really investing in that, bringing people alongside of you and, you know, trying to trust and expect a different outcome, but also being smart to go back and say, okay, where did this happen and how do I ensure I don't fall on this again?
Yeah. And I think another good thing you can do is look back on the relationships that you have had where people have cheated on you and like make mental markers of like the feeling you had when you felt it, what they did, what their face looked like when they lied. Yeah. You know, like those little things. I feel like we put like our love sunglasses on, for lack of a better word.
No, it's perfect.
And we get blinded by all these very clear signs where like he's backtracking, and the whole girlfriend situation. That's a pretty big deal, but we're in love now, so we didn't pay attention to it, you know? So you got to remind yourself and make mental notes of those things so that when it happens again, like, your red flag is not only up, but you have 10 red flags up saying, like, alert saying this is not okay, you know?
And I love the last one, and this one is especially for you. It says, use this pain to make you stronger, because, girl, you are going to find, like, we are so strong as women, as people. You're going to find the right person. So, like, really take this time to, like, go inside of yourself and, like, process it. Process those emotions. Find those things to build you back up. Find those people to lean on. And one day, you're going to look back and this is going to be something you use to help other people.
Yeah.
Or you use as an example of, like, this horrible thing happened, but it led me to this amazing thing.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And that was a great story.
We got you. We love you.
Thank you so much for sending it in. Yes. I love when you guys are able to let yourself get vulnerable with us. This was really fun. This is kind of our first serious one.
Yeah, I dug it.
That was, you dug it.
Well, not the story, but I liked that we got serious. Like, we got to have a real conversation.
I don't know why the word dug, like, threw me off.
I don't know. Sorry.
Because it's like dig normally. I don't know. Anyways, if you guys want to send in your stories, please do. We have an email, which is adviceunsolicitedpod.
Nailed it.
It's backwards. It's kind of confusing. We're sorry about that. There's not a lot of options out there.
Nope.
but yeah, email us your stories. We'd love to hear them and give you our advice on them.
Yes. And also follow us on our socials so you know when things are coming up.
Yep.
And we love you guys.
We love you guys. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Yes.
And yeah, is that it?
Uh-huh.
That's it. That was a good one. Cool.
Bye.
Bye.